A plan to replace three single-family homes on Glanford Avenue in Saanich with a 28-unit townhouse complex is set to go to public hearing. Saanich Council Monday night unanimously endorsed sending to public hearing a proposal for the development at 4126, 4128 and 4130 Glanford Avenue. Coun. Colin Plant noted that the project requires a hearing, as it does not comply with the official community plan, which earmarks the area for single-family homes. But townhouses next to a school with a large field behind it and transit in front of it, I think, gives us a lot to consider. Coun. Natalie Chambers said if the proposal had been compliant with the OCP, it would have been an ideal project to bypass the public hearing stage. It's exciting for me to see the evolution of Glanford Avenue, she said. The three-story project requires rezoning and an OCP amendment. A Saanich staff report noted that while some neighbors have expressed concerns about the size and density of the development, and its impact on vehicle traffic, the proposal is consistent with Saanich's housing objectives for families. The report also said the development is in line with the district's climate plan, which supports increased residential density along public transit routes. The report suggested the project would be required to provide a community amenity contribution of $84,000 to $140,000. Architect Daniel Martins, speaking on behalf of proponent Victoria-based Glanford Ventures Corp., said the plan is for a family-friendly complex at an attainable price point. Mayor Dean Murdoch cautioned that council's enthusiasm about moving the project to a public hearing should not be read as a green light for the development. This is the type of development that we're seeking in our community. But council approaches these things with an open mind, and I will welcome the benefit of public input, said Murdoch in an interview. If the public hearing results in this project moving forward, then the creation of those homes will be much appreciated and badly needed in our community. New provincial housing rules introduced in the fall require municipalities to update zoning bylaws to permit multi-unit buildings on lots typically used for single-family detached homes. They would also do away with public hearings for rezoning applications for housing projects that align with official community plans. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.